Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 4:07 on KDKA, and we had him on before, and it was such good luck that the team where he is a professor went out and shocked the world and won a first-round NCAA game, and then had another one. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Ron Dick from Duquesne University, where he teaches sports marketing and sports management, among other things. You, my friend, are obviously a good luck charm. That's the only thing I can figure.
Well, thank you, Rick. I didn't make any baskets myself.
No?
But, yeah, it's great to be on this campus right now.
Well, and I would imagine that the conversation you have with Coach Dambrot ahead of time and tell him how to go ahead and D up the guys, that was very helpful, too. So I'm sure Coach appreciates that.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah.
He likes my input.
I'm sure he did.
There's lots to talk about.
Well,
lots
there is. There's a ton. And it's not just, to me, the environment on campus. I mean, anytime, whether you're Duke University and you're used to doing this, or North Carolina and you've been to the final, the Sweet 16, 31 times, a record or whatever, or whether you're right. Duquesne or Oakland or some of these teams like Grand Canyon, it changes sort of the vibe around campus. You feel that even still now after the weekend?
Oh, I think so, definitely. I mean, it's still very exciting. We have a WNIT women's game tonight, and they're expecting a really good turnout there when they play Monmouth at 6 o'clock. And, yeah, there's still a feeling, a real positive feeling on campus.
Is there a way to put a dollar figure on what it did for Duquesne, as half the world would have said before Friday? Is there a way to know what that is worth from an image standpoint, from a university standpoint, from who the school is? Is there a way to put a dollar figure on that?
Today?
Yeah.
No. A year from now? 2 years from now? 3 years? Yeah, I think so. And there's something called the Flutie factor. And some of your listeners may Flutie effect. That Doug Flutie 40 years ago throws the pass,
Boston
the Hail Mary
College.
Pass in the end zone to fail it. He catches it. They win that bowl game. He wins the Heisman. Many people alumni donated more money back to their endowment coffers than had happened ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Also, applications increase. Juniors and seniors in high school are looking to go to college. Wait a second. This got my attention. I want to be part of that.
Huh.
That is definitely something down the line that we could measure. But when you see things in social media where you've got 60,000 online searches that normally you get 15,000, impressions, 60 million impressions in one day. I mean, you can't deny that that's going to have some sort of an impact on where we're going into the future, for sure.
You've got a brand new medical school that has already gone through the first wave of accepting students for the fall, and is going to be, I mean, there's more carryover than just even the undergrad, too, isn't there? There are the business programs, yeah. There's the law school, there's the med school that also are going to pick up on this.
Absolutely. Our leadership at the very top, with Ken Gormley and Dave Dalsey, we got the right guys in the right positions. We made some really good decisions. And I can say this without sounding braggadocious. We're very few schools have both a law school and a med school because, you know, they wouldn't let me take my put my foot in that area. I stay out of there, stay in my lane, right, in school business.
Right.
That puts you in a pretty elite area. So we're happy with that. Now, a year from now, I could tell you, how did we do with ticket sales? How many more season tickets, group, partial, individual tickets? Did the sponsorships go up? How did that affect concessions, parking? All of that is measurable in a year from now. Right now, we don't know, but I certainly expect all those things to tick up. And you and I talked about 10 days ago. Did you go to any of the games?
Did I go to the Pittsburgh games? No, I did not. No, I did not get to any of the Pittsburgh games.
I really paid attention to you and I talked about how much money brings to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
We predicted about $10.5 million. Absolutely. More than half the people in those buildings, that building, were out-of-towners.
Yes.
There's no question.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's an answer. And then a little inside information, and this is called reciprocity. In business, don't we always look for win-win situations? Creighton University is located in
Omaha, and you went to Omaha.
We
Yes.
Rick, and we said, can we use your facility?
Yeah.
And we will give you the keys to the beautiful UPMC Cooper Fieldhouse. They said yes, and that was a win-win situation for all of us.
That's tremendous. I did not realize that had happened. And, you know, and the thing is, I had thought that maybe what they might do is that they might look at this because they've tried, at least they say they do, the NCAA, to cut down on the amount of travel for the student athletes and things like that. So it seems silly. Why does a school from Omaha come to Pittsburgh and why does a Pittsburgh team go to Omaha? And I realize home court advantage and all those kind of, I get that, but I thought that maybe they would send Duquesne to Charlotte rather than to Nebraska.
Sure.
But, you know, it still, it worked out okay.
You're right. It's called the pod system, and you can't help all 68 or 64 teams. So they really try to help location-wise the first 16. So if you look at the brackets, one through four should be close to home, at least with the pod system, and then you go. The other thing you might find interesting, those that study like what conference everybody's in, even when your conference puts in 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, You will not play each other until you get to the Elite Eight or you get certainly the Sweet 16 or Final Four. And the reason we do that is, like, we wouldn't have played Dayton for a while because they want to pool all the money. You want to maximize the pool. So for the conference, you want to root for your teams in your conference, like what South Carolina is doing right now.
Or the ACC going 7-1. That's a windfall for them.
Oh, it's when the tide comes in, Rick, all the ships go up, not just one, two. It helps everybody in the conference.
There was another interesting business fact that I saw, and that was the fact that poor Oakland had its website crash with all the Louisville fans buying Oakland gear after they beat Kentucky the other night. This, to me, is hilarious, and it's just like, remember when Appalachian State beat Michigan years ago in football? Ohio State and the zip code around Columbus exploded for Mountaineer gear from Boone, North Carolina. I love those side stories about sports in business, and I think it's hilarious.
Absolutely. Everybody roots for the little guy, and they could take a swipe at their local rival. Why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So do you really think it is, what, a year or two before you really have a pretty good sense for what the economic impact is for Duquesne University?
Absolutely. We need a little more time. I can say this. Now, the internet wasn't that big as it is today, but in 2016, our women's team made the NCAA tournament for the first time. They played in Geno Army Armas
against Connecticut.
Up in Stuart, Connecticut. We beat Seton Hall in an 8-9 game, and then of course we lost to UConn. They won the championship that year. Our logo had the greatest impressions and hits. You can't buy marketing like this. Television, radio, print. Nothing does what this does for us, and we saw that 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, today, 2024, the way it is for the men's team, we're waiting to see what falls out, and we expect good things.
And realistically, you also got a double dose because of the fact that the games that were here in Pittsburgh were hosted by Duquesne, even though Duquesne was off playing somewhere else. So everybody here in Pittsburgh, when they're watching those games, these games hosted by Duquesne, oh, wait a second, I heard about them again. This really gives you an extra shot, doesn't it?
Our athletic department is we're great at hosting, and now we're great at playing.
Yeah,
so that's fabulous. And then they have that other game I mentioned today. So think about how stretched out our athletic department was. Half the group was in Omaha.
Right.
Half the group. I mean, that was two overtime games. Saturday night, that they didn't get out of that building until after Sunday morning at 1 a.m. Some of my students were working that event.
Right, right. Well, it is great to have you on the program. And again, congratulations on helping Coach Dambrot get a win and also raising all the money for the university, all because you came on this program 10 days ago.
I don't know about that, but thanks for the credit.
Even if you won't claim it, I will. Okay, Ron? Even if you won't, I will.
You're kind. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, it's good to catch up with you. Dr. Ron Dick, Duquesne University, works in the School of Business, Palumbo School of Business, Sports Marketing. That's his bailiwick, and it's great to have him here on the program.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.